Oh, strike.
What's the matter?
Have you seen the blackboard, Stamford?
No.
Well, have a look. Just have a look.
Well, what's the matter with that?
Matter? Well, can't you read? Wordsworth, Lamb, Shelley, Keats, Moore, Scott. Have a look at them.
I can see them.
Percy's written them all up on the blackboard. It only means we're going to do poetry again, that's all.
Gee.
He's been talking about these poets for the last three lessons.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, what say we rub them out?
Hey, fair go, Bottomley. You can't do that.
He won't know. He'll think Snoodles did it.
Well, strike, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I am. Here, give us that duster.
Hey, Ninette.
Give us the duster.
And what do you think you want the duster for, Bottomley?
To rub hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Bottomley.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. And now, Bottomley, just what do you think you're doing?
I was just saying good morning, sir.
With the duster, you were just saying good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir. Now, listen, stop that row. And, Bottomley, will you tell me what you're up to with that duster?
Duster, sir?
Yes, and look, and stop trying to spar for time. You were about to rub the names of those poets off the blackboard, weren't you?
Poets, sir?
Yes, poets.
Where? Oh, strike, look at that.
Yes, look at that.
Strike, did you notice all those poets up there, Stamford?
No, not until you pointed them out a little while ago.
No, I...
Oh, and so you have seen them before, Bottomley. And that's what you get for wasting time. And not only that, you're untruthful. When you're found out for doing something, you're not man enough to own up.
Oh, he hasn't been found out.
Oh, well, you have now, anyhow. And that still doesn't excuse you for being untruthful. I caught you that time deliberately being untruthful.
Yeah, well, can I over to Stamford that and got any brains?
No.
Yes, I have, sir.
Oh, I see.
They wouldn't know if the town hall fell on him.
No, but listen, Bottomley, the town hall will fall on you in a minute if you don't stop talking. You're in disgrace, my boy. And if I have any more trouble with you, you'll stand in the corner. So keep quiet and pay attention. Now, look at the blackboard, both of you.
Yes, sir.
You see, do those names there suggest anything to you, Stamford?
Suggest anything?
Yes, as to who they were, or...
They were all poets, sir.
Yes, well, I told you that earlier. But what poets are they?
They're the ones you write up on the board.
Are they? Oh, well, all right, I know that. Look, I wasn't talking to you. They're also the ones that you nearly rubbed out. I haven't forgotten that yet. But, I mean, what is peculiar to them as a group?
Peculiar, sir?
Yes, as a group.
They're all dead.
Yes, they... Oh, yes, they're all dead, of course they are. But that's not peculiar.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so you want to start an argument, do you?
No, but some people before they die feel peculiar.
Yes, well, look, you'll feel peculiar in a minute. What I'm trying to get at is this, that they all of them, lived in the same era. They were all born in the 18th century. I told you that last lesson. And why you couldn't have remembered... Oh, now the nuisance has got to walk in. Greenbottle.
Yes.
Yes, well, he'll know all about this.
Yes.
Poetry's his best subject.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, hello.
How are you? No, I mean, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Listen, will you boys stop it? And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Can you see this list of poets on the blackboard?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, what strikes you most about that list?
Yes, sir. Now, let me see.
The mastermind is now at work.
Yes.
Yes, well, come on. We haven't got all day to waste. What strikes you most about that list?
Yes, I know.
What?
You forgot to put my uncle's name down.
Exactly. Greenbottle's uncle is one of the greatest... No, your uncle.
My uncle's a poet.
Your uncle's an idiot.
Yes, but...
Yes.
Oh, yes, not. I recited some of his poems to you.
Yes, I know you did. That's when I realized that he was an idiot.
Yes, well, what about Daisy the Beautiful?
Yes, but what about what?
What about Daisy the Beautiful?
What about Popeye the Sailor?
What about you mind your own business?
Yeah!
Serves you right, Bottomley. Look, this has got nothing whatever to do with you, so keep out of it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what about Daisy the Beautiful?
Look, just a minute. There's no need to keep on saying that. Who's Daisy? A cow?
Yes. Oh, no. Daisy the Flower.
Oh, I see. But what's this Daisy the Beautiful?
Oh, Daisy with thy flower of gold. Thou art a thing of beauty.
Listen,
to behold.
Greenbottle, what on earth do you think you're doing?
I'm reciting Daisy the Beautiful.
Oh, are you?
Yes, my uncle wrote this.
Yes, well, that's very, very nice.
Yes, but, Daisy the Beautiful.
But look, I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
I tell you, I don't want to hear it.
Yes, but you asked me what it was.
Yes, I know I did.
Yes, well, the quickest way to tell you is to recite it.
Is it?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, but
Daisy the Beautiful.
Oh, what's the use?
Oh, Daisy with thy flower of gold, Thou art a thing of beauty to behold, growing there in the dark, dark ground, the ground where worms and slugs abound. But when you flower in the bright, bright sun, we know the slugs have lost and thou hast won.
The Greenbuck. Will you boys stop that terrible noise? And Greenbuck.
Yes?
Do you mean to tell me that you've got the courage to even admit that your uncle wrote that?
Yes, of course I have.
Ah.
Schattenberg.
But listen.
Show your petals bright.
Serves you right, Greenbuck. If you think I'm going to let you monopolize the whole lesson reciting, you're quite wrong.
Yes, but that's educational.
That's idiotical, that's what that is.
Yeah. Oh, it is not.
Well, look, never mind what it is. It's not what we want to study. And we've had quite enough interruption for one lesson, so let's get down to work. Right. Read that list on the blackboard aloud. Read the name. Read the name and the year of the poet's birth, like Wordsworth, 1770. Scott, 1771. So on. Right. Now go on. Read them. Right.
Wordsworth, 1770. Yeah. Scott, 1771. Lamb, 1775. Moore, 1779. Shelley, 1792. Keats.
Well, go on.
Wait a minute.
Look, I didn't tell you to say it again. What about Keats?
He must have had the phone cut off.
So he did. Now, phone cut off?
Well, you haven't got his number up there.
Haven't I? No, I have. Listen, now, they're not phone numbers. That's the year in which they were born. None of them were on the phone, you idiot.
Why, sir?
They couldn't afford it. No, I mean... Well, they weren't, that's all. They didn't have phones in those days.
Well, when was he born?
Who?
Keats.
1914.
Rubbish, that was Shakespeare. No, I mean, Keats was born in the 18th century, in, 1795, that's it. Bothery, write that up there.
Sure.
1795.
Central 1795.
It's not a phone number.
Ah.
Yes,
My uncle's on the phone.
Well, look, I don't care if he's on the dole. Keep quiet.
Yes.
Now, that list of poets is by no means complete. There were many others who also lived in the 18th century. Byron, Burns, Coleridge, Cowper, and many others. But these will be sufficient for our present study.
Yes, I...
Yeah. Now, actually, the third one there, Lamb, you see, 1775, was that was Charles Lamb. But there was another poet, or rather poetess, Lamb, about the same time. And her name was Mary Lamb.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it was his mother.
His mother?
Yes.
Oh, was it? Well, it wasn't at all.
Yes, it was. Because that's when the poem was written.
The poem? When?
When Charles Lamb was a little boy.
The poem was written?
Yes.
What poem?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes, of course. I'd forgotten. Now, Greenbottle, are you mad or just wasting our time?
Oh, no, that's right.
Right? It's nowhere near right. The poem you started is about a lamb, the animal. It's got nothing to do with Charles Lamb, the poet. The second line of it ought to explain that to you.
Yes,
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And do you think that Charles Lamb had fleece?
Well, he might have.
Might have?
Well, our dog gets them even though we are careful.
Gets what?
Fleece.
I didn't say anything about fleas. I said fleece. Wool, you know. You know what wool is?
Wool?
Yes, wool. The things they make, singlets and pyjamas.
Ties and socks.
Ties and socks.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Adam and Eve.
Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Listen. Serves you right, Bottomley. You're far too fond of that sort of thing. You start me and lead me off the track like that, and I finish up. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, nothing, just yes.
Oh, yes. Well, look, keep quiet, Greenbottle. This was all your fault.
No, it wasn't.
Listen, I don't want to start an argument with you as well, but I tell you it was. You come to light with some astounding remarks about Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes.
Yes, and I told you that it was nothing to do with Charles Lamb. Because the second line of that poem goes, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
What comes next, sir?
And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. There, see? Stop that noise. Quiet. What on earth do you boys think you're up to?
Well, to the second verse.
Second verse?
Yes.
How are you?
It followed her to school one day, which was against the rule.
There. Seeing that you want to persist with this nonsense, both you and Botany will stay in after school and write that poem out 100 times.
I that way.
Look, don't make it any worse for yourselves by chattering. And now, do you think you boys might stretch your point and just give me your attention for the next few minutes?
Yes,
thank you. I mean, I hope I'm not putting you boys out at all.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, well, that's very good of you, Botany.
Oh, just naturally, Big Heart.
Yes, I... And you got that, my boy, for being cheeky. Listen, do you behave at home in the same way as you do at school?
Strike any of me.
Well, are you cheeky and insolent to your father all night like you are to me all day?
No.
Oh, aren't you?
No, he goes out every night.
Yes, well, I don't blame him. Look, and if you can't behave yourself for the rest of the lesson, I'm going to write to him and tell him about you.
Huh.
Look, stop saying that and look at the blackboard, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Right, now take the first poet.
Wordsworth.
Exactly, Wordsworth, 1770. 1770 was the year in which he was born. When did he die, Greenbottle?
Yes, it was sometime after that.
What, sometime after he was born?
Yes.
You don't tell me.
No.
And I always thought that he died a long time before he was born.
Oh, no.
No?
No. You're thinking of Shakespeare.
Oh, I see. What? Oh, am I? Well, I'm not. Shakespeare didn't die before he was born either.
Yes, he did.
What are you talking about?
Yes, well, that's what you told us.
I told you? I didn't tell you anything of the sort.
Yes, you did. Didn't he, Bottomley?
Well, I don't remember, but if you say so, he must have.
Yeah.
Look, just a minute. Just a minute.
When did Shakespeare live?
Shakespeare? Shakespeare lived in the 16th century.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've got up there that Wordsworth lived in the 18th century.
Well, what about it?
Yes, well, Shakespeare must have died before he was born.
Yes, what?
Yes, sure, what did I tell you?
All right, Greenbottle, all right, you win, you win. I give in. I didn't say that Shakespeare didn't die before Wordsworth was born. I said that Shakespeare didn't die before Shakespeare was born.
Yes, but that's just silly.
Yes, exactly. I know it's silly, but you started it, not me.
No, I never. We were talking about Wordsworth.
Yes, I know we were talking about Wordsworth, but then for some unknown reason, you mentioned Shakespeare.
Yes.
Well, why?
Yes, I was just telling you that he died before he was born.
Oh, listen, forget all about this. Forget it. We'll never get anywhere at this rate.
No, sir.
All right, chatterbox, keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where we are, and it's all your fault, Greenbottle.
No, it wasn't.
Well, look, you mentioned Shakespeare in the first place.
Yes, I know, but strike.
But what do you mean, strike?
Yes, well, you shouldn't pick on me just because I mentioned him.
Oh, shouldn't I?
No, well, he's my favourite.
Favourite?
Yes. I know a fair bit about Shakespeare.
Oh, do you?
Yes, him and his wife.
Oh, you know about his wife as well?
Yes. That's why I feel sorry for him.
Feel sorry for him?
Yes, marrying that widow the way he did.
Widow? Well, look, what are you talking about? Did Shakespeare marry a widow?
Yes, of course he did.
Yes, well, it's the first I've heard of it.
Yes, he wrote that play about her.
Play?
Yes, The Merry Widow of Windsor.
What?
Don't you remember that?
Listen, Shakespeare wrote The Merry Wives of Windsor. He didn't write The Merry Widow.
Well, he married her anyhow.
Oh, rubbish, Greenbottle, rubbish. Shakespeare's wife was a lady called Anne Hathaway.
But that's only what Shakespeare called her.
What, Anne Hathaway?
Yes, because she was such a knock.
A knock? What do you mean by saying that?
Yes, well, she'd never do anything he wanted to.
What?
No. He used to say, I want to do this and I want to do that, but I can't.
Why not?
Because Anne had the way.
Oh, had she? As far as I can see, I'm not wanted here at all. Greenbottle should be the master, not me.
Yes.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.